So Jesus was transformed into his heavenly form in front of Peter, James, and John on top of a mountain. Then Elijah and Moses appeared, and they were talking with Jesus. Then a cloud surrounds them all, and God speaks and says, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." The really interesting thing about it being Moses and Elijah that appeared with Jesus is this. When God spoke with Moses, it was on top of a mountain. He even wrote the Ten Commandments there. Then he tells them, "I'm now going to speak to you in a cloud so that the people will hear me and listen to me and will put their trust in you." Then when God spoke to Elijah, God told him to go stand on top of a mountain before the Lord. God spoke in a still, small voice, not in strong winds, earthquakes, or fires, because he wanted Elijah to stop and listen. In all of these cases, God called them to a place of seclusion, and he wanted them to hear him, believe, and then go out and obey. See, today, if you've placed your faith in Jesus, then you have your very own relationship with God. And in a relationship, a time investment is required. You don't marry someone and then never take time to talk with them or sit with them or to learn more about them. We all need our very own metaphorical mountain, a place of seclusion that we go to hear from God. It could be anywhere. See, the intentionality is what is really important, that you're separating yourself from the world to spend time with him, and he will meet us there. He wants the same thing that we just learned from the Transfiguration and from Moses and Elijah. He wants us to hear him. He wants us to believe and for us to go out and obey.